Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to the Overthinking Override, your daily dose of mental clarity. I'm Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood overthinker turned mindfulness maven, here to help you navigate this crazy beautiful thing called life with a little less stress and a whole lot more self-love. Today, we're diving deep into something that's close to my heart, cultivating compassion and self-kindness. Ever noticed how easy it is to be kind to everyone else, but struggle to extend that same kindness to ourselves? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Being kind to yourself isn't just some fluffy feel-good idea, it's absolutely essential for your mental well-being. It's like the foundation of a happy and healthy life. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you start building that compassionate foundation right now. 1. Recognize your inner critic. That voice in your head constantly telling you what you're doing wrong? Yeah, that's your inner critic. And let me tell you, it's a real buzzkill. But here's the thing. Recognizing this voice is the first step to silencing it. You can start by noticing when those negative thoughts pop up and simply acknowledging them without judgment. It's like saying, hey, there you are again, I see you. 2. Challenge negative self-talk. Once you've identified that inner critic, it's time to challenge its negativity. Seriously, would you talk to your best friend the way you talk to yourself sometimes? Probably not. So why subject yourself to all that harshness? Start replacing those negative thoughts with positive affirmations and kind reminders. 3. Practice self-compassion. Imagine a good friend going through a tough time. What would you say to them? You'd probably offer words of comfort, understanding, and support, right? Now do the same for yourself. When you make a mistake or face a challenge, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would extend to a loved one. 4. Celebrate your wins. We tend to focus on our shortcomings and forget to celebrate our achievements. But guess what? You deserve to be proud of yourself for all the things you've accomplished. No matter how big or small, take time to acknowledge your successes and give yourself a pat on the back. It's all about building that sense of self-worth. 5. Make time for self-care. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks for those who are nice. It's about actively prioritizing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. This means getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, moving your body, engaging in activities you enjoy, and setting healthy boundaries. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're rushing to get ready for work one morning, feeling stressed because you're running late. You spill coffee all over yourself, completely ruining your favorite shirt. Your inner critic starts chirping away, saying things like you're so clumsy, and this is just another example of how you always mess everything up. But here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of getting bogged down by those negative thoughts, you take a deep breath, acknowledge that it was an accident, and say to yourself, okay, no big deal. I can change my shirt, and this doesn't define me as a person. See the difference? By choosing self-kindness over harsh judgment, you turn a stressful situation into an opportunity for growth and resilience. So remember, cultivating compassion and self-kindness isn't about being perfect or denying your imperfections. It's about treating yourself with understanding, forgiveness, and love even when things get tough. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Recognize your inner critic, challenge negative self-talk, practice self-compassion, celebrate your wins, and make time for self-care. Start implementing them today, one small step at a time, and watch the magic unfold. You've got this, amazing humans. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little extra kindness in their lives. Until next time, keep overthinking, but override it with compassion.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.